All right, we've got more just like that headed your way right here live from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one gourmet station in the world. And certainly, it's my pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One. And as always, giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thanking you for catching the wave on this wonderful Monday, June the 12th, 2017. Well, you've been listening to me address today's special program. And yeah, it's a special one because they are making their debut on this wonderful morning. Here is Dr. Kim Marie and her new talk show, Journey Within. Dr. Kim Marie, Journey Within. And we are certainly grateful for her to lock in with us and join the NFI team on this wonderful Monday morning. And you're going to be able to catch her every Monday morning, 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here live on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. All right, well, look, I've got to do this. Got to take a pause for the call for the station ID. She's on standby. She's going to be up next. Coming live is Dr. Kim Marie with Journey Within right after this important message. We'll be right back right after this.
You're in the mix in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass. It's the NFI giving God the praise.
I'm in production. Doing a remix, worldwide enigma, making platinum hits. New wine coming, get some of this. Stand and give God the praise.
Catch the wave on the scene.
Welcome back, welcome back. And now, let's go on a journey. Let's go on a deep journey within. A journey within, where you're going to be blessed by this awesome woman of God as she come forth. I'm speaking of Dr. Kim Marie. She's live right here. Now, let's join Journey Within with Dr. Kim Marie here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here, and I feel blessed and honored to be here. And I would love to share our work at Journey Within. And so what I did was invite my colleague, David Wiley, here, and we thought we would do an interview. This way we can really let you know what we do here at Journey Within and what sets us apart. And so I'd like to introduce David.
Good morning. I'm David, and glad to be here with you, Dr. Kim Marie, and thank you, Reverend Thurlin, for the opportunity to have the show on today.
Yeah, so we thought we would start by telling you a little bit of how we got started here at Journey Within and what brought us to where we are today. So David's going to interview me, and what we thought we would do is at any point, if you have any questions, you can call in at 347-215-8049, and also we have our website at www.journeywithinyou.com, and here we are. We're going to begin.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kim Marie, and to begin with, I think it's going to be important as we get launched here to ask this first question, among several that we'll cover today, but how did you become an expert in life management skills, and how long have you been doing this? What got you started in doing this?
That's a great question. So I started almost 30 years ago in the fitness industry, and at that time, I was going through a very difficult time in my life. I was going through a divorce. My children were 3 and 6 at the time, and it was very difficult for all of us. And my son was reacting very negatively, and at the time, I didn't even know how to deal with my own emotions of our family breaking apart and just everything that I thought was no more. And my son was really having bad reactions in school. I was getting phone calls saying that he was throwing chairs and knocking over desks and causing fits of frustration. And I had no idea how to handle it. It was just continually getting worse. So at one point, I had finally decided in a moment of breakdown, I need to take him to speak with a psychiatrist. And I hesitated before that because I'm not really big on putting him on medication. I've known a lot of people who have taken medication, and I felt like it changed the child, and there's also side effects to that. So, but I went there, and I wanted to see. I didn't know another way. So while I was in the waiting room, I'm sitting there, and my six-year-old son is ripping at his face and drawing blood, and he's pulling handfuls of hair out of his head. I'm literally taking all of my strength to hold him down because he's the beautiful little face is drawing blood. And we finally get into the room with the doctor, and he asked him a few questions and decided that he was really suffering with some depression. So within moments, his answer was, well, he needs to go on a medication. And everything in my body screamed no, because there was so much more to what was going on with my son, and I just didn't see that as the solution, but I really didn't know what it was. At the time, I was working in the fitness industry, and I knew a lot about fitness and health, and I was learning, and I had a great amount of curiosity, and so I continued to learn and learn. But at that time, I had a very limited amount of information, but I knew that nutrition played a part. So I when I left that office, every part of my body spoke to me, and just I didn't know the answer, but I was on a mission. I was really in search of finding answers for my son. And like I said, one of the biggest things was everything in my body said, I don't want to change his spirit. I don't want to change who he is, that vibrant child that he is. I don't want to change that, and I know there has to be another way. So that began my search.
Well, that's such a, wow, that's a powerful story. And so tell me just as you started on that quest, a little bit more how it evolved from there.
So I remember speaking again about nutrition, and I worked with my mom, and she had mentioned, because my brother was on medication at a young age. He was on Ritalin, and it really changed him. It made him lethargic. It had side effects, and it really didn't help him learn how to cope or how to deal with what was really going on deeper inside. And so I started to research nutrition, and the only thing I had really known before that working in the fitness industry is foods that made you fat or foods that made you thin, but not foods that that supplied the proper brain chemistry or that caused negative reactions or that may even cause allergic reactions, foods that sometimes we think are good for us, but certain people react negatively to. And so I started to do research and very quickly made some adjustments in his diet. And I got a phone call from his teacher one day saying, who is this child you sent in, this calm child, and where is your son? And I knew I was on to something. And that was very powerful because I was able to stabilize his reactions and his moods, which then allowed me to be able to go deeper. The one thing I realized was by making those simple changes didn't solve every problem in our family. It was like treating the tip of the iceberg, but allowed me to stabilize him and allowed me to say, okay, now what's really going on emotionally and spiritually, and really digging into those pieces. And through that, that is really what has given me the inspiration in my business, because I was able to share that. I was working as a personal trainer at the time. By that point, I had my own business at home because my children were growing, and it was very hard to leave them all day and then, you know, not be available to them if they needed me. So I ended up doing personal training, having a little studio out of my home, And I was able to share these principles and coping skills and techniques that with my clients just in excitement of how it was changing our lives, and it started to change their lives, which was really exciting because I was like, okay, these things are really working. So it was really exciting for me. And, you know, when I look back, it just bothers me so much to know that there are some people that don't feel that they have choices. There are some people that are directed in one way and think that that's the only way. But what's happening is they're only treating the symptoms of the problem, and they're really not getting to the core of the issue. And so as I kept learning, and I mean, I've taken hundreds of workshops and read books and have gone through, again, my doctoral program, it allowed me to realize one thing, that we are not just a being that has one side. We're not just the body of symptoms. Every piece works together, and they intermingle. The body, mind, and spirit work together. Our body has the ability to heal itself. And our body, meaning our mind, our emotions, our physical ailments, our chronic ailments. And the thing is that we have to treat it together. We can't just treat one piece of it and treat the symptoms with a medication and then expect that the core issue disappears at the root. And so that's what's been really exciting for me, that we've been able to really get to the root of issues. So with him, it took me many years because I wasn't able to find this all in one place. I had to, you know, start with the nutrition. And then, again, it's not the typical food pyramid that we're taught every day. It's really going deeper into how does it affect your brain chemistry? What things cause cravings or cause reactions, right? And then getting more into how can we look at things differently? How can we back up from a situation and really learn to center ourselves and to see it from a different perspective, see that maybe the world isn't coming at us. A great example is my ex-husband. So I said at the beginning that we had a tumultuous divorce. I think a lot of them tend to go that way. And it's like, you know, many things that I hear are that so-and-so was bipolar, or they're narcissistic, or they're crazy, or they're this. And that's really sad. When I hear that, it's really sad because all relationships are opportunities. Each person is triggering in us something that is a really exciting thing to learn about ourselves, because when we come from the place that we are all one, and we come from the place that that person is a mirror and just waking up something inside of me, then we can look at it so differently. So for years, especially at the beginning, it's like I wanted to place blame. You know, he did this, and now I feel this way, and I'm justified to feel that way. And that didn't serve me at all. It didn't make me feel free. It didn't make me feel happy. It didn't make me feel alive. And it didn't make me heal. And so this continued to quench me, because I wanted my children to have a relationship with their father, and I wanted to be happy with that. I wanted to be happy for that. And I will be honest, it took me a really long time, even though I've done this work with 2 feet, I've jumped in, and I've gone deep and within myself. It took me a long time. And it wasn't until I really started working with people with anxiety, depression, insomnia, addiction, that I really got to understand my ex-husband by hearing clients speak to me. And I can relate that. I can look at them and really feel for them and really want to be their advocate, and then see the similarities that my ex-husband, they were very similar. And I was really able to have compassion and see that we're all just a bunch of little boys and girls inside in these big grown-up costumes trying to manage them. Trying to just do the best we can with what we have. And when we can come from that place of compassion and empathy and understanding for those around us, that is the true beginning of healing. So David wants to ask the next question as I go on and on here.
Dr. Kim Marie, that is so compelling. And as you're just describing that history, the passion and the compassion certainly comes out. You describe taking many workshops and many trainings, yet these things still did not come easily. You were learning and you were growing and even finding that you were working in the lives of your clients, and that they were making really huge strides with the work that the two of you were doing together. However, you mentioned something else that was going on, and you said around your mid-30s, there was like a wake-up call that came to you, and that was pretty powerful. So I was wondering if you could share, because that was a part of your journey as well. You had accumulated a lot of experience through the workshops. You were starting to apply these things, yet what was going on with you then at that time?
Very nice reminder. Thank you. So I am the type of person, I'm empathetic, which means that I've been told I'm too sensitive, but I've learned how to manage that. Being this sensitive, you feel everyone's feelings as if they're your own. And I feel them so strongly, I want to take them on and fix everyone. And that's not my job. That's not my journey. That's not what we're called to do here. And so how I learned that was by almost experiencing burnout. And in my early 30s, I was going through a period of giving and giving and giving and saying, okay, well, I'm on my journey and I feel like I'm doing what I've been called to do and really help people, but I'm feeling very depleted. And around that time, I was actually 35 years old. I got a phone call one day saying that my 33-year-old cousin, who was a New York City police officer, had just had a heart attack in his car and died. And I have to tell you, that just changed everything in that moment. It shook me at the core, because here he was, and of course, he just became a dad 6 weeks earlier. I mean, it was just absolutely devastating. And when we went to the funeral, there were lines so far, like miles away, of people lined up for this funeral. It was unbelievable. I mean, they closed down the streets. Every police officer in New York was there. It was so touching. And listening to the stories of his life, I was hearing all the things that he did regularly, all the traditions, all the wonderful connections he had that he maintained daily to give him joy in his life. And I actually, as weird as this sounds, I was sitting there feeling jealous, because I wasn't allowing that opportunity for myself. Here he was, he just left the world, and he left a 6-week-old child. And my children are growing, and I'm missing it. I'm literally missing it, because I'm so busy on overdrive, needing to do and do and do, and no time to actually just love and nurture the little girl inside of me who needs to be replenished. And so one of the biggest pieces that came to me was really about that little boy and girl inside. And what do we do? How do we talk to them? How do we treat them? Because when we look at the world around us and we say, this person's being mean to me, or this person's talking to me disrespectfully, or I'm not getting what I need, we have to look back at the world as a mirror and say, okay, how are we treating that little boy or girl inside? Are we nourishing? Was I nourishing her, or was I putting her last and kind of putting my hand over her mouth and saying, you know what, there's no time for you? Because when we do that, the world responds that way. We teach people how to treat us, essentially. I remember the first time I heard that, and I thought, that's not fair. Like, why am I being blamed? And it's like, really not blame. It's not at all. It's like, you know, if God gave us one thing to watch, it's that little boy or girl inside. And just really nourish her, nourish him or her, and love that child up as if I asked you to babysit my three-year-old. We would never talk to a child the way we do ourselves, our spirit. And that is so much of the work I do, because so many people that I work with are such givers and loving, wonderful people, and they don't understand why they're suffering with anxiety, depression, addiction, insomnia, and, you know, or even just feeling, you know, not on purpose. And when we really dig deeper, we find out that they don't, they're not even being heard. They're not even in touch. There's a disconnect. And that is so much a part of what we do here at Journey Within, is really just connect all the pieces, teach you how to provide the environment emotionally, spiritually, and physically, setting you up to win in every aspect of your life. It's not about putting you on a diet. It's not about restricting you more or making you less worthy to have the simple joy and freedom and peace that's available to every one of us at every moment of the day. It's always there. You deserve it. You didn't come into this world and have to earn it. It's there. God's waiting and ready. And all you have to do is tap in or learn how to and come from a place, because God is not anything other than love. God is not anything other than waiting to shine, to allow you to shine, allow the light that's within you to shine open. And it's just a matter of learning how to tap into that without feeling unworthy or guilty or shameful, which are vibrations that take us away from our light. They actually dim our light. And so this is so much of what we do at Journey Within, just really help you create the environment to thrive, the environment to tap into your purpose. And whatever that is, each one of us has unique gifts and talents that are just waiting. It's just like you came into this world with a puzzle piece, and there's only one that looks like that. There's only one that can be expressed the way you express it. And each one of us has that. And the world, if you were to back up and look at the beauty that is laid out there, each one of us contributes to that and is an important piece. And it's just really leaning into that and accepting that role. It's scary. It's scary to get up there and you know, no matter what you're doing, no matter if you're delivering mail, you know, you can be purposeful in that, and you can be impactful in that. And it doesn't matter what role it is. It's just about really stepping into who you are, loving up that little boy or girl inside, and allowing them to really be who they are without having to hide or feel unworthy or feel shameful in the process.
Well, there was a lot in what you just described, and in one of those areas you did mention a bit about here with the experience with Journey Within. It is a holistic approach, and you described that. You also described about God, and God is love. And I remember also listening to something you had described before, and a realization, an epiphany, so to speak, that the only way that the things that you wanted for yourself could come to you was allowing them to come through you, and that's what was fueling you to help people from a place of wholeness. And so in times, and I'm sure the listeners right now would be potentially experiencing some of these things, what appeared to be a crisis also became an opportunity. And so just thinking about what's offered through Journey Within, some of the things that you were speaking to before, if you could elaborate a little bit more there.
Sure. Well, I actually, it's taken me over 20 years, but I've actually put together a system. And so when I work with people, we actually have a life management system here. And there are five key elements that allow us to stimulate the awareness that is needed to create the environment to flourish. And so what we do is we intermingle all the work we do with the mind, body, and spirit. We start with resetting So we reset the body's ability to effectively respond, because our body has the ability to heal. And it's actually, ailments are actually a good thing in the sense that they're indicators. They're indicators of what is going on deeper, spiritually and emotionally. And it prompts us to make different choices and to possibly shift our perception in those areas. And so although it may seem like, okay, well, heredity was kind of put upon us, that's not our truth. Heredity plays a part only in the sense that also habits, the coping skills, nourishment, passes down the line also in families. But when we make a change happens. So we start by resetting the body. We assess each client individually, and we work with them physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and setting them up to win. When we do it with nutrition, we're working on balancing brain chemistry, hormone levels, moods, and cravings that allow us to go deeper and get to the root cause of the problem. And then we work on removing the turmoil, the roadblocks, and the energy drains in your life, and examine which areas are actually causing dis-ease. Dis-ease meaning not at ease, dis/ease. And I just find that so amazing that it's people are thinking that they don't have other choices. So it's really exciting that we are able to allow them to see the different choices and reprogram. We can literally reprogram subconscious limiting beliefs that we are not even aware are running our show. So then we go into replenishing your body, mind, and spirit by refueling, revitalizing your energy, teaching coping skills, stress management techniques, and spiritual principles, and really allow you to love up that little boy or girl and create the boundaries you need to feel supported and gain clarity in creating win-win situations and learning how to use your voice. And then we restore. We get you really clear on your divine connection and how you can tap in to all the peace, joy, and wisdom and resources that are available to you within you. Rediscover who you are, rediscover your passion, and how to tap into your purpose. And we have we're working together. We're all on the same mindset, and so we have a very strong support system, a strong community of like-minded people that can support you on your way. And the last thing we do is we have that roadmap, that clear roadmap that's aligned with your passion, your purpose, and your specific gifts and talents. And what we do is we set those in action. We also teach you how to walk faith in action. So faith is one thing. Believing in God, believing in spirit is one thing. Faith in action is what I have real question on, because a lot of people don't realize they're actually walking in the opposite direction of their goals and values. And so taking the action steps and aligning them and putting faith in your action is very, very powerful. And so that is our system here at Journey Within.
Well, thank you again, Dr. Kimmery, for sharing that. And I know that there was a number given at the beginning of the program for folks to be able to call in. And as I see, it looks like our time is winding down. I've got a pretty good feeling that this is our kickoff broadcast, but probably next Monday's show, I would expect, be prepared for having some of those callers come in. I really like all that you shared. I'm sure the listeners right now are very interested to find out more about Journey Within, and maybe just in a closing remark or two, you can help them out with that.
Thank you, David, first of all, so much for being here with me today and for doing a little interview style. But yes, I would love for you to check out our website at www.journeywithinyou.com. And again, calling in here, it's 347-215-8049. And Again, any questions you have, like I said, we work with people who are hit a wall in their life, who are facing a crossroads. They feel like something has changed in their life where everything just stops working the way it used to. That, to me, is not a midlife crisis. That is not a crisis at all. It's actually a calling. It's a calling to go deeper. It's a calling to go within and just really learn where God's pulling you. Where are you being pulled next? And you will be directed. You will absolutely get that little inner wisdom. And the one thing I want to say is that we don't get every piece of the puzzle and say, okay, now I'm willing to do it because now I know the whole road ahead of me. Walking in faith is about listening, tapping in to that direct one thing that we get, and then taking that step, believing until we get the next right thing. And that is really probably the most difficult thing to do for us humans in this human experience as spiritual beings, is to slow down and listen to our wisdom, tap into our wisdom, and know and believe that we will be directed to the next right step. I want to thank you, if anybody has any questions, again, please feel free to call in. We will be discussing life purpose, anxiety, depression, insomnia, addiction. We've worked with all of them. But it doesn't have to be just that. It's career, relationships. We are very passionate about relationships, knowing that we are all one and knowing that there is always a win-win available. And just to finish up the story, my ex-husband and I are very good friends right now, and I am so thankful for everything I learned through all of that turmoil. So is there anything?
Well, at this point, I think we turn it back over to Reverend Thurland. And again, thank you again today for listening and for checking in with Journey of Healing.
You heard it first, and you heard it live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, Dr. Kim Marie with Journey Within. Be sure to join them every Monday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 10 a.m. And certainly, I pray that you have enjoyed and received the information that she shared with you. Be sure to tune in next time right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. We'll be right back right after this.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.